This is Lake Effect for Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The Milwaukee County Parks Department yesterday held a public hearing on three potential proposals for the future of the Estabrook Dam. The decaying dam in Glendale has been unused for years, and its gates have been open since 2009. It was then that the state DNR ordered the county to come up with a permanent solution. WUWM's Susan Bentz was at the hearing, and she joins me now. Susan, welcome to Lake Effect.
Hi, Bonnie.
Well, first of all, describe the scene last night.
Packed. The cafeteria was packed. They set it up in stations, meaning the organizers, so that people could learn about each aspect, each alternative, and how the watershed works or should work. And I think a lot of people hoped this would be a public hearing where they could ask questions and share their views. It wasn't set up that way. Barbara Frank was one of the people there. She doesn't live near or close to the river, but she told me she's concerned about its well-being.
Well, I came partly to get more information. I've been following the issue in general, and I've tended to feel that the dam should come out because I think the river will be much cleaner. And while there's a small group of people who love it for fishing and a view from their homes, and I empathize with them, I think that the overall well-being of our whole region is more important than one particular group, and we'd benefit from a cleaner river. I'm still reading material and I'm trying to be open, but that's what I think at the moment.
So, Susan, ultimately the fate of Estabrook Dam rests with Milwaukee County. What are the options available to them?
They're looking at three. They're considering rehabbing the dam, and that would add a fish passage so that it would ease the ability of fish to move up and down the river. They're looking at, of course, the removal of the dam. And then the third is creating sort of a rock ramp, which would be a modified lake effect above it, and still allow for fish passage.
Well, what about county officials? Were there any there?
The only person I saw and who spoke is Theodore, often called Theo Lipscomb. He's been a longtime proponent of fixing that dam, bringing it back to life. And so he wanted to make it clear that the county has been at it and trying to work through the process and get the job done for many years.
The money was appropriated. The state has appropriated money. We've told that to the DNR, we've told that to the IRS because we have bonds. We've told that to the court, and the riverkeepers sued us and said the decision's already been made. We're trying to implement repair. That's the process we've been on. This is the latest step. And obviously decisions can change, but the default is repair. That is the course we are on. So that's my position. The Parks Department may have a different one, but that's their opinion. The position of Milwaukee County is repair.
What were some of the questions or concerns that people expressed to you?
One was the cost, Bonnie. Some feel that the price attached to rehabbing, to fixing that dam, was really far too high, higher than it would be, and that it would make the removal of that dam more appealing to some. So there was a man who brought that up.
Looking at the original cost estimate, it's apparent that the costs have been inflated to make the repair of the dam look bad while removal looked good. The current cost estimates are almost 70% higher than the original estimate, yet the inflation index has only risen 16% since then.
Okay,
the engineering costs have increased 210%, so much of the engineering has already been done.
One person who spoke up as well was Peter Horgan. He lives upstream. He's a proponent of keeping the dam, but for sort of an interesting reason. He calls himself an environmentalist and an active water monitor, but he feels the county is not prepared with a plan to remediate that river that's going to be necessary if the dam is removed.
The problem with the removal of the dam or the rock ramp is there's nothing there to back it up as far as a plan for restoration. I see in 20 years we're going to be right back here again, and then we might have the funding we need for a real plan. My problem has always been we have no plan for restoration if we pull the dam.
Mike Kaur was there. He had a very different view than that of Peter Horgan. Kaur represents Duck Unlimited at a state level. The group has come out in support of removing the dam. He's saying if that approval comes through, conservation groups are prepared to just go ahead, work together, and begin restoration.
The conservation community is tied together. We all know where the funds are. We've got specialized grant writers who know how to go out and get the money. We worked extensively with the DNR on stream bank restoration projects. I know the local chapter here, they do 8 projects a year, every year, and there's thousands of volunteer hours that get put into these projects. And there's no doubt in my mind that the support would be there for the Milwaukee River, and the conservation organizations would be there to make sure that stream bank corridor gets rehabilitated.
Well, Susan, I would expect that you heard a lot of voices that called for the dam to be, quote-unquote, fixed.
You're right, Bonnie. One who spoke very eloquently and briefly to me is Dan Christiansen, and he has lived upstream of the river his entire life. He lives in the home that he was raised in, and he's now certainly an adult. He put it simply.
I think they should repair the dam and get it back to where it was years ago.
So what happens next in the process, Susan?
On September 9th, there's a county parks meeting. That's a county committee. And they'll be discussing it. There's no decision that's going to be made then. The public can comment through September 17th. That can be done online or writing in. And there's tons of information, a survey, and the entire environmental assessment online.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
We will.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can hear more of her coverage about Estabrook Dam at WUWM.com.